Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. YouTube has been absolutely throttling my videos, meaning they're scrubbing, there is a delay, and I'm doing the best I can to get this information to you. Be sure that you're on my free Substack, because if you weren't able to watch the video without all of those interruptions, you can read my analysis, and that is free. It's peggyhall.substack.com. Let's talk about the answers that we can give when people ask questions refuting the fact that there is spraying in the sky. Now, Bill Gates has given millions of dollars to Harvard University. I've done videos on this before, to engage in what's called solar radiation management, where they are spraying chemicals in the air to shield the sun. And if you spend time, even just a few minutes out of every day, looking up into the skies, you're going to see something that doesn't look like natural clouds. Although maybe you haven't looked up in the sky lately and you actually think that those are real clouds. Well, they're not. And I'm going to answer some of the questions that people come up with when they say those are just contrails. All right, that's the very first objection that people will come up with and say that just comes from jet engines. So my question to them would be, if those are just contrails, why don't we see them every single day? And that's all you do, is you sit and you wait and you let them think about it. And they'll say, well, it's because of the weather conditions. Well, what are the weather conditions actually? Why does that make a difference? And if those are contrails, if they are coming from jet airplanes, why do we only see a few? Are there just a few jets flying that day? And why do people see them in an area where they're not under a flight path? That would be another question to ask. So you're not really giving answers. You're asking additional questions. And you can give answers as well, but I think it's helpful to have the person think about it. So if those are contrails, why do they only exist on certain days and not on others? And if those are contrails, why didn't they exist like in the 1980s and the 1970s? And for those of you that say, oh, they did, go back and look at some of your pictures. You know, before cell phones, real pictures, and look into the, I don't know if it's a rumor or truth, so I haven't mentioned it on this channel before. I will need to dig into it, but several of you have commented saying that there are some animators that are going back into movies and putting in these milky skies. I definitely see them in advertisements, in modern day advertisements, because they want to normalize it. So if these are just contrails, then why is it not consistent? We would have them every day. And if these are just contrails, why are they going in such a strange pattern? You're telling me that a plane is going to fly in one direction, turn around and fly back without landing? Doesn't make sense. So we want to think about what makes sense and what's in alignment with reality. So this actually comes from the FAA. Their excuse is these are just ice crystals from water vapor. Low temperatures and high altitudes. Well, prove it. I would like to see evidence of that, because I actually have evidence to the contrary. And if you go on YouTube, and there is a channel called John Graff, G-R-A-F, he is in Long Beach. He's a healthy American. We've met up at different rallies in the past, and he takes up close images with a very high powered camera. So take a look at that. And you tell me that these ice, why would these ice crystals be orange and yellow and brown? Why do they change color? And why would some planes flying have them and some not, even at the same altitude and at the same temperature? It doesn't make sense. Another objection that people have is it would take too much planning and resources for someone to pull this off. Well, what's your evidence for that? Why would it take too much planning? What is too much? How much is too much? You're saying that the government doesn't plan for things? Have you ever studied what the military did in Vietnam, creating an artificial monsoon? Yes, and I know that's weather, but I do believe that this is related. The bigger picture is, why don't you think that people would plan this and that they would make the resources available? I object to the very premise that it would take too much planning. I don't think it takes much planning at all. Just have a few drones that are scheduled, and what kind of resources? You're buying the materials, which are available on Thermo Fisher, is one of the chemical manufacturers. There are many out there. So I would love if somebody who worked for Thermo Fisher could find out about these purchase orders from the government and see exactly what they're buying. That would be some digging that somebody could take on. All right. Here's another objection. How could they all be in on it? All right. You need to define all. Who is this all? You mean every person in the world? Every person in your state? They don't, not everybody has to all be in on it. And in on what? Many of these organizations are worked in a very compartmentalized manner. For example, you may have somebody working as an engineer, and they are told that they have to work on this project. And they're told that it is a part of the bigger picture, and they're working away, creating something, and they may not have been told the accuracy of that bigger picture. Also, there are people that actually believe in what they're doing. Just like there are doctors that believed in making people become human pincushions. And they believed in it because they got paid for it. And they believed in it because they didn't want to lose their job. And some of them believed in it because it is their religion. And some of them believed in it because they're ignorant, or just, I don't know, incompetent or intentionally deceptive. There are plenty of people that actually believe that the planet is too hot and that the sun should be shielded and that the earth should be protected from the sun's rays. I know, but that's the truth that some people, it's true that some people believe that. They think God made a mistake by creating the sun, which we need for all life to thrive. So number one, some people actually believe it. That's why they are willing to do it. It's their religion. Secondly, some people are paid for it and money talks, and they would probably think, well, it's going to be done anyway, so I might as well do it. There are people who actually believe that they should benefit and profit off of this because it's going to happen anyway. And then there are those that are participating and may not actually realize what it is they're doing. So that's how all of them could be in on it. Another question that comes up is, why would they do this? Peggy, why would they do it? It doesn't make sense. Well, let me ask you, why do you think they would do it? Okay, the solar radiation, there are plenty of articles and evidence behind people that are doing the research on that. Harvard University, Bill Gates, I've done videos on it before. I will have to do an updated video for those who missed the first one, because I don't know if it's still on this channel. All of my videos are over at peggyhall.tv, and a large number are over at my Rumble channel. And not every video here on YouTube stays on YouTube forever, which is why it's important that you're here when I'm broadcasting at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the videos often stay up for about a month or so. And then some of them come down because YouTube is constantly putting its algorithm into place to give strikes to channels like mine that are broadcasting truth that is too hot to handle. So the fact is, there are plenty of patents on this kind of spraying in the skies. And why would they do it is, number one, I think they're, well, maybe not number one, these are in no particular order, but there is ego. People want to play God. They want to manipulate the weather. They want to think that they have a better way. So I think that is a part of some of these scientists that are studying it. They actually believe that the sun is harmful and that the planet is about to die, you know, in 10 years or something. And yeah, no, God alone knows the day and appoints it himself. So I do believe that there is weather manipulation and that many of these extreme weather events are orchestrated or enhanced or augmented or magnified in some manner. And I do understand those who believe that that perspective is an affront to God. In other words, how could man be so powerful that he could control the winds and the natural events that God has, you know, put into play? And I understand that as well. And I do want to acknowledge that that is a valid position, but you have to admit that these milky skies are not normal. Those are not God-created clouds. So I think there is ego involved in terms of why would they do it. I think they believe that it actually is helping the planet. I do believe that many people are being paid. Look at all of the money that's going into climate engineering and fighting climate. I'm going to have to do a video for you. In the University of California has gotten, I think, $100 million to create these agencies or departments. The University of California, our tax dollars and the money they print out of thin air is going to these professors. So a lot of people are going into that field and they are studying it. They want to be a part of it. So there's that. And I think there also is evil. We cannot discount that. That's probably one of the most powerful reasons people are doing it. They are evil. They want to depopulate the planet. They do not like human beings. Look at abortion. Oh, excuse me. It's called health care and it's safe and effective except for the baby. Look at all of the push for children to become pincushions at the infants out of the womb immediately are getting jabbed. Like God did not make a mistake. All right. And on it goes with all sorts of medical interventions and medicines and, you know, people that are getting screened for things. Like, I just want to stay as far away from all of that as possible. So there are so many ways that they are out to exterminate, all life basically. So those are just a few reasons right off the top of my head. They also want to terrorize the population. They want to have people feel oppressed, put upon, because the skies are so milky. It is not normal. It's visible. It's apparent. We can see it. So there are a few reasons right off the bat. And then another question that comes up, aren't they suffering the consequences as well? It kind of goes hand in hand with the previous answer. Some people actually believe in what they're doing. They believe that this is healthy. Look at all the people that suffocated themselves. Unnecessarily, I might add, for a disease that we were told is a respiratory disease, and then you are going to impede your respiratory ability, and then you're going to spin it so that that becomes like virtue signaling and virtuous, and that you're doing it for others. Come on, that whole thing is so absurd and upside down. It's ridiculous. And people went along with it. Yes, they suffered the consequences from that. Look at the number of people, millions of people that became human pincushions again and again and again. Why some of them still walk among us, I don't know, because plenty of them have met their demise, right? They've met their maker and they went along with it. So people will go along with these things and they don't see it as a harm. They actually see it as good. And it's possible that they have remedies that they are using. There are those in our Healthy American community that have spoken about detoxing. It's something that I do personally. Let me know if that's of interest to you. I can cover that in another broadcast. You can take, baths with different minerals, for example, and some people ingest things. I don't do that personally. At this point, I ingest healthy food. That's what I like to do. So yes, they are suffering the consequences and they are blind to that. Also, I believe that some people are doing it for money. And there are a lot of things that people will do for money, even if it causes a harm. There are others that believe that this is actually helpful. It's a type of their religion. There may be some that don't actually even realize what they're doing, as I mentioned earlier, because it's compartmentalized. And there are those that literally are just brainwashed, mesmerized, by the brain manipulation, and they're indoctrinated and they literally are under a spell and they cannot see what's happening. So those are the questions that come up most frequently. In an upcoming video, I will break down this handout from the FAA where they are actually trying to normalize these contrails and they're calling them contrails. They're calling them persistent contrails that they stay in the air and they spread and then they become clouds. Well, God didn't create it that way. And as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, if that were the case, then why isn't it every single day? And if that is the case, we would have so many lines in the sky, given the number of planes. It just defies reality. So that's what I have for you, friends. In my previous videos, I have links for you to take action. The place to make your complaint, number one place, is the FAA. I've also talked about how important it is to take action regardless of the result. And if this is not something that you're interested in, just take a pass and don't participate. But it's of great importance to me. I am going to stand against the government spinning this in such a way to say that it is man-made. Well, it's man-made by those men that are in, I don't even know if those are drones or jets or what's happening. So we need to put them on notice that we are aware. There's good news coming out of states that are taking action in a legislative manner. And we need to make sure that we pull back on the reins so that they don't spin it into being a climate emergency. They're the ones creating it. They're the ones responsible for it. Not me, not my gas stove, not my combustion gas-powered car, and certainly not me having a bonfire on the beach. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being on board. I am so grateful that you're with me. I'm grateful to God for this gift of life, for the desire to expose the truth, to promote health, to defend freedom, and to give you strategies and support to live fully and freely. See you soon, everybody.